Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a series coming up in the first week in November statewide. I wanted to be sure and share with you. The Extension Pro Ag Outlook and Management series has been a long-standing staple among agribusiness leaders, and it is coming to you in a virtual format next week. ISU Extension and Outreach Farm Management Team will hold its annual Pro Ag Outlook and Management Program in a series of five webinars happening November 1st through 5th, Monday through Friday of next week. The goal of the program every year is to provide ag business leaders a concise evaluation of current market conditions, opportunities and challenges, expected trends in crop and livestock income potential, and management considerations heading into a new year. Producers tuning in will hear about the COVID and post-COVID impact on farm markets and what might lie ahead as the U.S. and the world continue to recover. Chad Hart is one of the speakers on the program. He's a professor in economics and the Extension Grain Marketing Specialist at Iowa State. He shares that in many ways we are still recovering and trying to move forward from COVID, whether it's crop or livestock prices, supply chain disruptions, or changes in land values and investments. Producers have a lot on their minds right now. Speakers for this series include Hart, Alejandro Plastina, an associate professor in economics, Lee Schultz, professor in economics and livestock economist, Bobby Martins, associate professor and ag supply chain specialist, and Wendong Zhang, the associate professor in economics and an extension economist at ISU. The program takes an in-depth look at the outlook for ag in 2022 and provides an opportunity to discuss the current Iowa economic situation with university experts. Seminars, again, will happen Monday through Friday of next week, November 1st through 5th. All webinars will be moderated by Ann Johans, Extension Education Specialist. Registration is available online at aep.iastate.edu/proag, or visit the Iowa State University Extension website and search Pro Ag Outlook. You can also find that link on the Ag Decision Maker website. The registration costs $20 for the entire series, and that is charged per email address. It includes access to all five live programs, as well as archived recordings of each session that you can watch at your convenience. Those sessions, again, will be offered at noon each day over the lunch hour, Monday through Friday of next week. Viewing of the live and recorded programs is available through a web browser, and no additional downloads are needed to access these programs. If you are interested in viewing them either live or recorded or both, we encourage you to sign up for the session, as those videos will not be available to the public after the program. They will only be available as recorded formats to those who have pre-registered for the program. Again, the dates and speakers are Monday. Chad Hart will be discussing crop markets and prices. On Tuesday, Bobby Martins will be discussing supply chain disruptions. On Wednesday, November 3rd, Alejandro Plastina will be discussing short and long-term views on voluntary ag carbon markets. On November 4th, Wendong Zhang will be discussing farmland values and the U.S.-China ag trade. And on Friday, November 5th, Lee Schultz wraps up the series by discussing livestock outlook and profit potentials for beef, pork, and other Iowa livestock industries. Again, you can find the full schedule and sign up on the Pro Ag Outlook website. We encourage you to take a look at that and get signed up if it's something that you are interested in learning more about. And as we get into the last week of October, Halloween is right around the corner, and the Thanksgiving holiday is coming up as well. October is pumpkin season, whether it's pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice lattes, scary jack-o'-lanterns, or cute decor. Many of us enjoy pumpkins this time of year. Aaron Style, our specialist with the Department of Horticulture, shares some answers with us to common questions about pumpkins. The first question that he gets asked more often than you would suspect is, what is a pumpkin? And this is actually a more difficult question to answer than you would think. Pumpkin is a general term that is used to describe any winter squash that has a hard rind. Typically, they have ribs and are roughly round in shape, orange to yellow colored, but they can be white. There are several species and varieties of squash that fit this description, but again, all pumpkins are winter squash, and most winter squash could also be described as pumpkins. This means the common name of pumpkin is used for several different species of squash, including field pumpkins, which we often use for jack-o'-lanterns and Halloween, and acorn squash, butternut squash, and other decorative pumpkins, large fruited squash like Hubbard squash and giant squash that are the supersized pumpkins you see at the state fair, and many other different varieties. When you're looking to pick out the perfect pumpkin, whether you're at the store or the pumpkin patch, you should look for pumpkins that are firm, heavy, and uniform in color. In general, avoid pumpkins that have cuts, holes, bruises, or soft spots on the outer surface. Wash or brush any dirt off the pumpkin to be sure there's no damaged spots on the rind. It should not feel spongy, and they should have a deep, hollow sound when knocked on with your hand. Unless it's being used for cooking, be sure it sits nicely and won't wobble or fall over if you're using it for a display or for carving. Ideally, you want a pumpkin with a stem that is still firmly attached to the fruit. Not only are they more attractive, but they are less likely to rot if the stem is still attached. To get it home, transport in a box or area of the vehicle where it will not roll around, as this can cause those bruises, cuts, and broken stems that we're trying to avoid. You also should not carry the fruit by the stem, as it may not be able to support the weight of the fruit and may break off in transport. Once you get it home, wash the outside with soapy water or a 10% bleach solution to remove any fungus or bacteria that may cause rot. If stored in a cool, dry location that will not freeze, pumpkins can be enjoyed for several months as decoration. If you'd like to know more about pumpkins, including how to grow them, how to deal with common pests and diseases of pumpkins, and how to harvest and store pumpkins if you're growing them on your own, you can find that full article on the ISU Extension website in the Horticulture and Home Pest News. For more information about a variety of topics, from extension, from garden topics, to ag economics, and many more, we encourage you to check out the Iowa State University Extension homepage. Follow their news for upcoming events. For local events, you can check out the Cass County Extension webpage. Follow us on Facebook. Follow Cass County 4-H on Instagram. You can also give our office a call, 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to inform you on upcoming events and also help you find Extension publications. You're also welcome to stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.